Good evening. Welcome to our first at-home Christmas Eve service in Hope of Christ. For several years, we have joined our mother church down in Fredericksburg. And last year, we had the opportunity of having a Christmas Eve service on base at the TBS Basic School. And this year, Colonial Ford was kind enough to allow us to use our home as our space. But we wanted to at least take the opportunity to thank not Colonial Ford as an entity, but the people who made tonight possible for us, specifically Diane. She is kind enough to give up her own Christmas Eve in order for us to have a Christmas Eve service. And so I would like to ask Diane if you would just come. You can just come right to the corner of the stage and then you can disappear again. And but I don't know if you all heard, but Colonial Ford waived our rent for this evening and even for the Christmas play that we had on the 11th. And so they've only been charging us our standard rent through the month of December. So it was very kind of them, but they still needed someone to come and open the doors for us. So I'd like you all to thank Diane. Okay? This is for you, just as a Christmas thank you for all that you do for us, not just on Christmas Eve, but each and every week. Thank you very much. If you haven't picked up some candles, those will be passed out later during the service. And those are only going to be used during the last two songs of our service. Also, just as a reminder, especially as Diane is still within earshot, we are renters here. And so any wax that doesn't stay in the candle, that would be really bad as renters. And so, maybe just as parents, determine who you think can actually hold a candle upright. And remember, when lighting a candle from a candle, the lit candle stays stationary, the unlit candle tilts. Everyone do this with me. This little light of mine, lit candle stays stationary, unlit candle tilts. See, so now you're not dribbling wax on your neighbor in front of you or the chairs that don't belong to us. So that's it. Also a reminder, we are taking up a special offering this evening and tomorrow during our worship service for the widows of pastors and missionaries. And so if you want to write a check for that, that'll be collected during the congregational song, O Holy Night. And you can write a check to Hope of Christ and just earmark it as PCA Widows Fund or Widows Christmas Offering, however you would indicate that. Also, all cash collected tonight and tomorrow will also go to that Widows Fund. And so this is a good, just a good service that we provide for these young, for these older ladies. With that, let me read for you from Hebrews chapter 1. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom he also created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we praise your name greater than any name the angels might have. For it is by your name, it is in the name of Jesus that we are saved. And so we thank you when we celebrate this evening the gift of life that we have because you came into this world. You embraced our fallen flesh. You embraced and endured this fallen world in order to save us from our sins. Thank you, God. Would you be adored, and would you edify us through the music and the reading of your word this evening. In Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand and sing together. Oh, come, all ye faithful.
Christmas as before with pagan indifference. For us, it is not just a way of speaking. But that's just it. It is God himself, the Lord and creator of all things, who is so small here, who is hidden here in the corner, who enters into the plainness of the world, who meets us in the helplessness and defencelessness of a child and wants to be with us. And he does this not out of playfulness or sport, because we find that so touching, but in order to show us where he is and who he is, and in order from this place to judge and devalue and dethrone all human ambition.
The throne of God in the world is not on human thrones, but in human death, in the manger. Standing around his throne there are no flattering vassals, but dark, unknown, questionable figures who cannot get their fill of this miracle and want to live entirely by the mercy of God. Joy to the world. Anyone for whom this sounds foreign or hears in another but with enthusiasm has not yet really heard the gospel. For the sake of humankind, Jesus Christ became a human being in a stable in Bethlehem. Rejoice, O Christendom. For the sinners, Jesus Christ became the companion of tax collectors and prostitutes. Rejoice, O Christendom. For the condemned Jesus, Christ was condemned to the cross on Golgotha. Rejoice, O Christendom. For all of us, Jesus Christ is resurrected to life. Rejoice, O Christendom. All over the world today, people are asking, where is the path to joy? The Church of Christ answers loudly, Jesus is our joy, joy to the world.
Read from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 to 9. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the test of genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honour at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him, and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we are filled with inexpressible joy, for you are our joy. We have peace, because you are our peace. We have hope, because you are our hope. Fill us tonight and tomorrow and through this year, whatever may come, with your peace, your joy, your hope. In your name we pray. Amen.
Praise upon praise, Jesus, the truth.
Two deer raised their heads. A big brown bear sniffed the air. A red fox darted. The faces of little pale lifted to the sky. It's time. It's time. The sky shouted it to the sea that thundered it to the waves, that roared it to the great white whale, that sank it to the starfish in the deep. And tiny sandpipers danced it on the shining sand. It's time, it's time. The running rivers bounced over the boulders, and the otters clapped and played and sang to the duckling that splashed and clapped to the salmon that leaped and leaped. Tiny field mice and insects and little creeping things and sparrows and robins and every single blade of grass squeaked and hummed and chirped and sang. It's time. It's time. Wild stallions drummed it to the ground. Get ready. Get ready. Be glad. Be glad. On a lonely peak, a lion rested his strong head and roared it out loud to the empty wilderness. The mighty king, the prince of peace. All the stars joined together in a chorus that rang out through the heavens, the bright and morning star, and on the hillside overlooking a little room, she snuggled their new land, the good shepherd. Suddenly, angels lit up the whole sky, and a great choir sang it out loud. It's time! It's come! At last he's here! And in the little town, in the little shed, in the little window, a candle flickered in the dark. And a tiny cry went out in the cold night and dark. And high above a single star, set in the highest heaven, shone out brightest than all the others shone out with light than all the others and poured down silver onto the little shed. Light to light up the whole world. The animals stood around his head, and the whole earth and all the stars and sky held its breath. The one who made us has come to live with us.
gigantic mother, God's great keeper, lying on a bed of straw, wrapped in rags, a tiny little baby. Heaven's the sun, sleeping under the stars that he made.
Well, I hope you heard the scripture reading at least. Sorry about that. You know, I received a notice from my brother who has this system that announces birthdays for the family. It's very convenient, but it announced that in 20 hours the birthday of Jesus was coming. And though there's something sentimental about that, it's probably not historically accurate because shepherds would not be out in the field in the month of December. Nevertheless, what we're celebrating this time of year is not Christ's birthday, but that God became flesh for our salvation. That's what this time of year is about, not that Christ needs our congratulations on another year, 2,000 years old, but that we need Christ, that we need salvation, that only Son of God could come and take on flesh for our salvation.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would someday walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby soon deliver you? Mary, did you know
In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country, to a town in Judah, and she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him. From generation to generation he has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has set empty.
He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, and he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever. And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her home. At this time, I'd ask the deacons to come forward as we prepare to take the offering, as Leonard discussed earlier today. So I won't rehash that announcement. But for those of you who are here as our guests, we would ask that you be our guests and feel an obligation to give at this time. Let's pray. Father God, we do thank you so much for your wonderful gift of your Son. And just as we continue to read through the scriptures and to explore all the wonderful things you've done in this time of Advent through your word and through song, we pray that we would just continually reflect on how you've blessed us, not just with this wonderful gift that gives us life, but in every aspect of our life. So as we come now to give, we pray that we would approach this time as those who are cheerful givers who desire to worship you in this manner. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Grateful for its great deep, let all words. Hear the word of the Lord from Luke chapter 1. Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. And her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. And on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they would have called him Zechariah after his father. But his mother answered, "No, he shall be called John." And they said to her, "None of your relatives is called by this name." And they made signs to his father, inquiring what he wanted him to be called. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And they all wondered. And immediately his mouth was open and his tongue loose, and he spoke, blessing God. And fear came on all the neighbors. And all these things were talked about through all the hill country of Judea. And all who heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, "What then will this child be? For the hand of the Lord was on him." And his father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, "Blessed be the Lord of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. And he has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant. The oath that he swore to our father Abraham to grant to us that we, being delivered from the hands of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord and prepare his way."
Thank you. Charlie Brown was very frustrated, and he called out, "Does anyone know the meaning of Christmas?"
No.
Very good. Linus did, and I have the privilege to be able to read from the Gospel of Luke in his famous lines, "The birth of Jesus Christ. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up to Galilee from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In the same region were the shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was an angel, a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased.' When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us.' And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given to by the angel before he was conceived in the womb."
The night was still, the sky was clear. Sheep were drawing near to the poor shepherds, men who had not much, no hope in sight. Then suddenly, out from the night, there came a great and shining light, and then an angel of the Lord stood at their side. Today the child is born, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords is He. He sang, rejoice, rejoice. Lying in a manger.
From Isaiah 7. Beginning in verse 10. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz. Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test. And he said, Hear then, O house of David. Is it too little for you to weary men that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. He shall eat curds and honey when he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good. We sing of it every Christmas Eve. We've sung of it in our opening song. We'll sing of it in our closing song at Silent night. Not only us, but probably every church having a Christmas Eve service will close with a song that sings this truth. It is proclaimed in nearly every creed. It's in the Apostles' Creed. It's in the Belgic Confession. It's in the Nicene Creed, the Westminster Confession of Faith. It's in the Heidelberg Catechism, the Belgic Confession, the Baptist Confession, and the Catholic Catechism. We proclaim one of the truths of the gospel is that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. This doesn't mean that we believe that God was deposited into a virgin and then came out, but that Jesus Christ, that the Son of God was conceived by a virgin. That Jesus truly was descended from Mary. You could go to the cross and take a DNA sampling and you would find DNA of Mary on the cross. He was truly her son. But he had no earthly father. He was born of a virgin. And we get very pompous in the 21st century thinking that, isn't it nice that we're so smart now that we don't believe these fables anymore? But I would venture to guess that 2,000 years ago, they knew where babies came from. They didn't think 2,000 years ago that virgins had babies. And they certainly knew even 800 years before that, which is when this prophecy was given to one of the descendants of David, King Ahaz, when Ahaz was fearful and not certain that God would be with him and was looking everywhere for protection from his enemies. And yet God said, I will be with you. I will protect you. All these enemies you're worried about, in 65 years, they won't even exist anymore. He said, but because you are fearful, ask a sign and I will give you a sign. Any sign. He basically says, pick a sign, any sign. You name it and I will do it. But Ahaz says, well, I don't want to put God to the test. When God tells you to test him in something, claiming you don't want to test him is actually testing him. And in fact, that's Isaiah's response. Is it not enough for you to test God's people, will you now test God? He says, you don't ask for a sign, fine. He's going to give you a sign anyway. You won't be the one to see it, but he will give a sign. A virgin will conceive, and they will call his name Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus is the Emmanuel. The Bible from Genesis to Revelation brings out this refrain that at the heart of God's promise is, I will be with you. And so it is no small thing that God names the Messiah Emmanuel, with us, God. We have a Savior who does not simply decree that he is for us from far away. There was a president who once made famous the line, I feel your pain. We have a Savior who truly feels our pain. He doesn't simply use it as a nice clip from the news, but actually entered our pain, entered our sorrow, and endured on our behalf. This is the Savior, Jesus Christ. This is the Messiah. This is the Emmanuel who comes into the world, removing his crown, veiling his glory in order to deliver us from our sin. Let's pray. Father, we are grateful to you for your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you. sight for all to see, and hope for all who will embrace his warm reality.
Nature sing, and nature sing, and pray for them.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and give you his peace. Not just in this holiday season, but on throughout the year. Amen. Please remember that if everyone is invited over to our house for an open house, there's plenty of room and lots of food.